Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lipford here, along with my co-host Joe Truini, and you've tuned in to the right place for the most practical, realistic, most current home improvement information you're going to find anywhere. And yes, we're going to have a little fun along the way here. We've got a lot of things to share with you, including how to build a wall in front of an existing concrete or masonry wall, also removing carpet and installing LVT, luxury vinyl tile. Man, it's got to be one of the most popular projects these days. We hear about it over and over. And also, we had some great tips come in on the Today's Homeowner Hotline that we want to hear from you. And of course, my buddy Joe has us a simple solution queued up. Give us a little tease on that, Joe.
All right, Danny, here's how to protect a surface when you're painting using, of all things, plastic food wrap.
Oh, is that right? Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, painting tips are always very, very popular, so we're going to share that with you in just a little bit. Hey, I want to say a special thing here to everybody that's in the aftermath of Hurricane Ian. Boy, I tell you, the damage is unbelievable and widespread. Yes. Really thinking about you guys. You know, there's a lot of ways that you can contribute and help. We're not endorsing any of those, but we certainly encourage you to check those that are very reputable and support them and their recovery efforts as much as you can. There's a lot of, I'll tell you, Joe, when you see imagery of not only what wind can do at 150 miles an hour, but then you have an 8 or 10 foot surge, storm surge go in there. Boy, that's a 1-2 punch that's really creates a heck of a lot of devastation.
Yeah, living in the Southeast as you do, you've had much more experience with these devastating hurricanes than I have. I live up in Connecticut. But yeah, I have a friend who lives in Naples, moved from Connecticut down to Naples, and he shared a photograph. They had 4 feet of water going down the street in front of his house.
Oh, man.
Like 4 feet.
Oh, boy.
I mean, you have to, obviously, no one's driving. Everyone's got boats. And I saw a video in the news from Tampa Bay right before the hurricane hit. Fortunately, it hit south of Tampa, if you live in Tampa. But it actually had sucked the water out of Tampa Bay. I don't know if you've seen that photograph.
Mm-hmm.
Where people were walking out where it would ordinarily be like 7 feet of water. It just sucked it out, and then, of course, it came back, and hopefully it didn't cause too much damage. But yeah, it's quite a phenomenon, and the aftermath is always pretty devastating, as you know firsthand.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, and over 2 million people lost power. You think about that, and if you've ever been without power for a certain period of time, you can certainly respect that part of it. So we're all thinking about you, and just take it one day at a time, make the best you can, and before you know it, you'll be back to normal or close to it. Hey, coming up, we're going to be talking about Insulation Week. This is Insulation Week at Today's Homeowner, so we're going to share with you a number of different tips and a number of ways that you can make your home a lot more energy efficient. But we want to hear from you no matter what your comment is, and you can call us right now at 800-946-4420. That is the Today's Homeowner Hotline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can also send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Well, Joe, I didn't know I was a lifeguard, did you?
I did not. Why? Who are you saving? You're a lifeguard?
Well, I will be later today because we're having a 7th birthday party in the pool, and I have no idea how many little girls and boys will be coming down to celebrate Mary Helen's 7th birthday, but I have a feeling it's going to be loud, boisterous, and I'm going to have to keep my eye on that pool peeled very carefully. So.
Yeah, you'd better be careful with all those kids. It could be easy to lose track of somebody. So 7th birthday, wow, that happened so quickly, right? I remember when she was born.
I know, certainly did. It moves, those years are moving along very fast. Now, I'll be lifeguarding until, of course, I'm called upon to provide snacks. And then I'll be sneaking off around the corner to put on the inflatable T-Rex costume.
I've heard about
this. It's like 8 foot tall. They have no idea. And now I used it at Gus's birthday a while back, so maybe they'll be onto it a little bit. But the other girls will be screaming at the top of their lungs, and that's what you want. You know, to throw a little scare in there.
Does that costume float in case they shove you into the pool?
Well, you know, I was thinking, you know, these things are so cheaply made, and I used it once. I would imagine I'm going to have a little bit of tape here and there to keep the air, because it actually blows up. So I thought about doing that very thing, just walking right into the pool with it. But I don't know. It might be a little dangerous for me. I don't know. But
someone else will have to be the lifeguard. Yeah. Well, that's very exciting. Well, congratulations. That'll be fun. Yeah. It's not going to be the quietest party.
No, it won't be anything quiet about it. Exactly. Hey, I mentioned to you about Insulation Week here at Today's Homeowners, brought to you by our friends at Rockwool. Now, most people don't spend a lot of time thinking about insulation in their home, but they should, and so should you. That's why we're highlighting its importance this week. Not only can insulation absorb a lot of sound in your home and protect you from fire, but it's one of the biggest ways to save money on all of your heating and cooling bills. And a lot of people don't realize your heating and cooling represents 55% of your total utility bill. So it does make sense to find a few ways to save money by insulating. Now, if you want to know more, make sure you check out our Insulation Week landing page for all the information you need. It's pretty simple. todayshomeowner.com/insulation. And thanks again to our friends at Rockwool for sponsoring Insulation Week. Joe, almost every week, you know, we get a lot of common questions about insulation. And one of them that we get, when you're talking about insulating different parts of your house, which direction does the paper go? Explain that a little bit. That now, of course, Rockwool does not have any craft paper on it or any craft facing on it, but other insulations that you might have in your home may have some. Which direction, Joe, should the paper go?
Yeah, well, that is a common question. And the paper or the foil, some still have foil facing on it, which and the paper and the foil act as like a moisture barrier. And they should always face, the facing should always face the heated room, right? So if you're putting it in a wall, obviously it faces in toward the room. If it's in an attic, it faces down toward the ceiling of the room below.
And the tricky one is in the crawl space, because people, it's just so intuitive to turn that paper down because it has the little flanges that you can staple it to. I've seen it so many times installed wrong, but in actuality, the paper turns up, and then you can keep it in place with the little friction wires, the little tie wires
that are so easy.
Yeah, stay wires are so easy to install. Big confusion there.
Yeah, but again, if you just follow that rule, the facing goes toward the heated space. So if you're in a crawl space, obviously the heated space is above, it's not below. But you're right, it kind of seems counterintuitive that you're installing it upside down with it facing up, but again, toward the warm space. But again, with Rockwool, which is mineral wool insulation, there's no concern with that because you can't install it incorrectly as far as the facing because there is no facing. It does not require one.
You know, it's also ideal for that crawl space installation. And now with winter coming along, might be a great time to do that very thing, especially if your floors tend to be pretty cold in the mornings. That's so aggravating during the winter months. But you can insulate those, you know, not a lot of fun getting under the house, regardless of the situation there. But you can install this, even if you don't do the whole house, any area that you install the insulation will certainly help on insulating your house. Think of it as an envelope. This is what insulation is all about, is creating an envelope to protect you from the cold or the heat. And that's all you have to do is just think about that from that standpoint. But as we go through today's show, we're going to share with you a few other tips, low-cost or no-cost tips, that'll help you have a more insulated, more energy-efficient situation at your house, because you'll save so much money on your energy bill, you'll get back your investment fairly quickly. And Joe, things have changed. You know, technology has pushed the limit on a lot of different things. The same way with insulation, there's a lot of changes that have taken place.
Yes, and part of the reason we're focusing on it now is this is a great time of year, whether you live in the south or live in the north. Insulation can help you save on your heating and eventually on your air conditioning, you know, come next spring and summer. But now's a great time if you have to be up in the attic or under the house. The weather, you know, it's not too hot, it's not too cold, so now's the time. You know, if you did it 2 months ago, it might have been too hot. If you wait another 2 months, it might be too cold, depending on where you live. So that's why we're focusing on it right now in October, because it's a great time of year to start that insulation project.
That's exactly right. We're just getting started here on Today's Homeowner Radio. A lot of information to share with you that we know you can use at your home. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you download the Home Depot app, taking on big or small projects starts with a tap. It's your pocket-sized toolbox for getting more done. Image search helps you find what you need with a snap. Store mode pinpoints exactly where to go to get what you want while you're at our store. Or just tap to arrange for easy curbside pickup, all from the palm of your hand. It's the app that's made for doing. The Home Depot app. How doers get more done.
If you're looking for an extra measure of comfort, convenience, and cleanliness in your bathroom, nothing delivers it all like the SoftSpa electronic bidet toilet seat by FluidMaster. The SoftSpa is a full bidet offering a luxury experience without the expense of replacing your toilet. The SoftSpa features fully adjustable water pressure, temperature, and positioning, as well as a heated seat and warm air dryer. Don't settle for less than luxury in your bathroom. Trust FluidMaster.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You know, it's so special every week here on Today's Homeowner to talk about one of the stations that air the show, especially when it's a brand new station like this one in Fort Walton, Florida. WFTW AM 1260. Chris Kellogg is the program director. We certainly appreciate you putting us on the air there, Chris, and guarantee you Joe and I are ready to help anybody that has any challenges with their home or any questions about repairs or improvements that you may want or just want to comment on things that you'd like to hear on the show. We want to hear from you. You can send us an email right now by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask or go to the Today's Homeowner hotline, 800-946-4420, anytime, 24 hours a day. This particular email came in, and it's one that's good because there's so many situations where people may have a masonry wall, and that can be upstairs, downstairs, basement, different areas that you might be enclosing. And how do you put drywall on, properly put drywall and the right moisture barrier inside house? This has came in from Vic in California. I have a home built out of adobe brick. Can I frame a wall and drywall over the studs, leaving a little airspace to allow it to breathe? So good question for us to kind of have a little conversation, Joe, about things like that. And, you know, without a doubt, you have to make sure that there's no moisture there now or will be in the future. So even if you haven't had any type of problems, still recommend putting a couple coats of waterproofer over the inside, you know, something that'll really seal the pores of that masonry up, a couple coats, let it overlap a little on the floor down there with the concrete floor, and then you're ready to start studying up. Joe, would you also put any type of house wrap on there? What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd put house wrap, but I'd certainly put on at least two coats of, we usually recommend dry lock, which is essentially a paint, but it's a paint specifically designed for masonry and to hold back water and moisture, because this is your only opportunity to do it, right? Once you put up this wall, you're not going to get access to the brick. And by the way, if anyone's not familiar, adobe brick is often used in the Southwest and apparently in parts of California where Vic is, and it's made from native soil that's native to the area. Then it has clay and sand mixed in with it, and sometimes these days, more modern adobe brick have a concrete stabilizer as well. But in any case, it's still masonry. And yeah, I would put on the dry lock, and then you can build the wall in front of it. And often when you see someone building a wall, Danny, they'll use pressure-treated sill plate, 2x4 pressure-treated for the sill plate, meaning down on the concrete slab. And the rest of the wall is standard 2x4s. You know, if you're going to do this and you're only going to do it once, I would pay the extra, what's it, another 10% or whatever, to do all pressure treated. Because you don't want to take any chance of, if there is some moisture trapped behind there, that it's going to start affecting growing mold or affecting the stud. So I think I would probably do pressure treated on the whole wall frame.
And then after you get that stud wall up, now most of the time you would stud that conventionally where your depth of your wall is at least 3.5 inches if you're using the 2x4s.
Right.
Now, I have done it before in just putting the studs on there flat right on the wall if it's fairly smooth, like in a concrete block situation. But some of the adobe brick and some of the other rougher bricks, you might not really be able to attach it directly to the wall like that. But I put 2x4s there, and then I took inch and a half foam, glued it in between, and it just worked great. But more of conventional way is to have the 2x4s out. Now, when you do that, well, again, we would recommend using rock wool because of the mineral wool and its mildew-resistant qualities that you can put it in there, and that way you won't have any problem with any mold or mildew forming where you can't see it. Also, drywall is very important to use the right kind. We would certainly recommend a National Gypsum's Purple Rock. Purple Rock is just taking right. over. Yep. The everywhere I go, I see Purple Rock now. And it's a very high-quality, moisture-resistant drywall that'll keep from absorbing any moisture and causing, again, more mildew.
Yeah, and I would recommend keeping the sheetrock, the drywall, up off the floor, the concrete slab a little bit, because, again, you want to do everything you can to protect it. I mean, even if it's just a half inch or an inch or whatever, you may have to double up the sill plate at the bottom so you have something to nail to. But either way, keep it up, and then, if you want to then put your baseboard or something in front of it. This way, you just want to keep that drywall. Not to mention if something gets spilled down there, whatever, it's going to get sucked up by the, even if it's moisture resistant, you don't want it to be sitting in water. So that's another tip.
Right. And of course, you can secure the bottom seal right on the concrete. You can put a little construction adhesive under it. I always love to use construction adhesive on things like that. And then come back with some tapcons to screw it down into the slab. Now, you'll also secure the top plate or the double plate up on top on the ceiling joist that you're working with. And then if you want to attach it along the way, you can always put a 2x4 right on the wall flat and screw that in, and then nail or screw through the side of the stud into that to make sure it's good and secure. But there's a lot of available space and a lot of homes downstairs that you can really grab in a pretty economical fashion.
And I do love using those tapcons, which are masonry screws that you drill a specific size pilot hole and you just drive it in. There's no anchor of any sort. But I tell you, my father, who was a remodeling contractor, left me a bunch of tools. And one of the tools I love using, Danny, is my Remington powder actuated nail gun. There's something much fun about it's a 22 caliber nail shooter.
They'd have no idea that those things even exist, a lot of people. And, of course, right. When you're using them, you got to kind of tell everybody, hey, we're about to, shoot some shells here, so don't panic. Nobody has no fight has broken out with the carpenters. This is just what we use.
Right. Yeah, I'm not suggesting people go out and buy one, although you can rent them, but they sure are fast. That's one thing about the tapcons. There's a little tedious if you're drilling a lot of them because you drill them and drive them. That takes a little bit of time. But with the Remington, I just pop, 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 within a few seconds, get the whole thing nailed down. And you'd be surprised. I've shot them through steel. You buy the special nail, you can actually nail wood to
That's
steel.
That's right, yeah.
But anyway, every time I use it, I think of my dad.
There you go. Good. Well, this week is insulation week here at Today's Homeowner Radio. We just want to point out a few things, especially perfect time of the year to kind of improve your insulation. And there's a lot of do-it-yourself friendly ways of doing that very thing. Now, over the years, Joe has also come up with some great simple solutions relevant to insulation. Joe, why don't you share with us right now one of those particular simple solutions?
All right, Danny, here's one. I think Danny and I have both used this simple solution. When you're installing insulation, any kind of insulation, it has a tendency to be a little itchy. It creates a bit of dust in the air. So you can protect yourself. First, always wear, goggles and a dust mask and gloves. But the areas that seem to be susceptible are your wrists and your neck. So the trick is to sprinkle baby powder on your neck and around your wrists. And you can also tape your sleeves down. I've never had great luck with that. Tape them to the gloves because when you reach overhead, you end up ripping off the tape. But whatever you need to do to keep this dust off you. But the great thing about the baby powder is it just protects you a little bit. And then if the insulation dust gets on you, once you're done with the work, it washes or brushes off pretty easily. It doesn't stick to you because you usually end up being a little sweaty doing this job. And so, of course, those little itchy fibers will stick to you, but not if you use this baby powder trick.
Yeah, I have used that before when you have to use fiberglass insulation. But of course, that's one of the things about rock wool and mineral wool insulation. The vast majority of the people are not affected by it at all, and
some much people less dust,
will
right?
find. Yeah, exactly. You know, and fine. But we still recommend, you know, some eye protection because there's always fibers. And a lot of times you may be adding insulation. We did this on a particular project this week in making a home a lot more energy efficient on one of our episodes of our television show. And, you know, you still want to wear the glasses because you might be, in this case, we were putting rock wool, mineral wool insulation over existing fiberglass, which is perfectly fine, but you've got a lot of dust. So dust mask, without a doubt, the long sleeve shirts and so forth. But that is one of the advantages. But if you are dealing with fiberglass, the baby powder trick works just great. And it makes you smell so good, Joe. Doesn't it make you smell good? Well, I don't know. I have to admit, from having kids over the years, the baby powder does remind me of dirty diapers. So that's not a fond memory there. So we don't want to encourage that. But hey, you're listening to today's Homeowner Radio. We got a lot of information coming up for you, including if you have a roof leak and you don't want it to be obvious when you repair it, I may have just the thing for you. All of that and a whole lot more here on today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Tight Bond, the pro's advantage.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our best new product segment brought to you by the Home Depot. Roof repair is one of the things you often don't know what you need to do until it's starting to rain. That's why Henry designed this 220 clear all-purpose patch sealant to work in both wet and dry conditions. It patches holes and cracks in wet or dry conditions, and it dries completely clear so the repair isn't visible even if you have a dark colored shingles. Plus, it's especially easy to spread and it remains flexible to expand and contract with the roofing materials during temperature changes. That means you don't have to apply more the next time the season changes. So you can find out more about it by going to HomeDepot.com. Right now, we're going right back to the today's homeowner hotline. We would encourage you to give us a call at 800-946-4420. On the hotline is Paul from Illinois. Paul, welcome to the show, and tell us what's going on around your house there.
So we're looking to replace some carpeting in our lower level of our home. Mm-hmm. We have a tri-level home, and it's on the lower levels on a concrete slab. It's about 3 foot below grade, and we're thinking of putting in plank vinyl flooring.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And because the concrete gets so cold in the wintertime, I was curious about putting in either a quarter inch or half inch thick hard density like styrofoam insulation. Mm-hmm. But I was curious to see if we would cause problems with trapping of moisture under that. I figured, you know, with the carpeting, that could wick the moisture up and through it. But if we put something solid down like that, would we have an issue with moisture? Now, we do have another level below in our basement that does have a sub pump. So it's not like this area, you know, I've never seen water collect or build or seep through the walls at all.
Well, if you had carpet down there, that's a pretty good test about moisture accumulation in there because, boy, I'll tell you, it will wick it together and it will really smell bad and start deteriorating very badly. So I suspect if you've had carpet down there and you pull the carpet up and you don't see any signs of any stains, you're probably perfectly fine, especially since you're not on the lower area of that. Now, in terms of putting anything over it, anything dense like that, any layer of anything that you put on certainly is going to help insulate it a little bit. You know, if you used a quarter inch underlayment and you glued and screwed it down properly, I mean, that's pretty good. Maybe some would even say a little bit of overkill. Joe, what do you think on that? Do you think that will help Paul a little bit on those cold feet, or do you think that it's just a waste of time? What do you think?
Yeah, well, Paul, first of all, the fact that there's no moisture issue is the most important thing, right? So the other thing, the first thing I thought of is you have to check with the vinyl flooring manufacturer because they're very specific about the underlayment. Some will allow a very thin underlayment. Usually it's a foam no more than 1/8 of an inch. Others don't require one or don't recommend one. My only concern is because vinyl planks don't really have any structural stability or strength as opposed to like wood or engineered wood or even plastic laminate. Anything underneath that might be a little soft, and although you're talking about polystyrene, which is pretty rigid, it still is can be pretty soft, it might make the floor unstable. And if those vinyl planks are unstable, you're going to get some waviness. You might get some separation in the joints. So that's why you really have to check with the manufacturer. And if you're going to put something down, what I was thinking is there's a company called Homosote, which you might be familiar with. It's H-O-M-O-S-O-T-E, Homosote. They've been around for generations. I remember when I was a little kid. And they make all kinds of underlayment for floors that go on top of the subfloor. And it's hard to describe what it is. Like, I always say it looks like half inch or three quarter inch thick notebook paper. That's about what it is. So you can get a thin one and put that down, check with that manufacturer, check with the flooring manufacturer, then check with Homosote, because I think that might be your best option.
All right, good to know.
Well, good. Right. Sounds like a good project. I'll tell you, it just seemed like everybody's tearing carpet out these days and starting to realize that the maintenance-free aspect of vinyl plank flooring, how well it holds up. If you get a little damage, you can pluck one piece out and replace it with another one. So I think a pretty good choice there, and I hope the project goes really well for you, Paul.
All right. Well, thank you.
Okay. Our pleasure. Thank you. I want to get back to the fact that it is insulation week here at Today's Homeowner Radio, and we want to tell you different tips of different things. One of the things that we would recommend is adding insulation to your attic. That's one of the best returns on your home improvement dollar, and it's a lot easier than you think. And as you've heard me say many times, you don't have to do it all at one time. You can do just a few places here and there. Eventually, you want to do it all, but every time you put a piece of insulation in your attic, you're going to be saving money. But a lot of times people will start insulating their attic and they'll go, wait a minute, these recessed cans, I can't cover those, can I? Well, here's what you can do. Get some quarter inch hardware cloth and make some little baskets. And then you can peel back the insulation that you have around them. Position your little wire baskets over your recessed housing, then you can insulate right over it. That gives it a little bit of air in there. And of course, some of the cans or recessed housings are a little more insulated than others, but either way, keeping that insulation from touching it, having a little bit of air around it, will lock that air from being able to sneak up through those recessed cans. You'll have a good safe situation there, and you can go ahead and raise that R value in your attic to where it needs to be, which is about an R36 to 38, and you can obtain that by as an average, putting in around 13 to 14 inches of insulation. Joe, at my old house that I lived in for 29 right. years, I think we had 60 recessed cans.
Wow.
But I stayed with it, and I put all of these little things up there. And I know it made a difference because, some people say caulking around the trim of the recessed
right.
light
yeah.
is the way to do that. But nothing beats being able to put a blanket of insulation over the whole thing.
Oh, absolutely, because you're blocking it at the source. And if you have a unit that's rated IC, if you see the letters IC, that stands for insulation contact. That means that unit is protected. You can go right up and over it. You know, no worry about starting any kind of fire hazard. But Danny, I was also, as you were talking about that, I was thinking, we've in the past mentioned that they have retrofit kits where you can take out the incandescent bulb, which of course burns really hot,
uh-huh.
or the halogen, whatever you have there, and replace it with an LED retrofit kit. And since they don't really create much heat, I've not talked to an electrician or fire safety person about this, but I wonder if you can insulate over a standard recessed light if you have a LED bulb in it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Without the cage, a good question.
Right.
And I would suspect it would be no problem because there's virtually no heat generated those LEDs. And if you haven't seen those, if you have the old incandescent bulbs in recessed housings and you haven't seen the little retro kits that you can put in, well, you're talking about something that's so do-it-yourself friendly and you can completely change the look of a room in just a few minutes. When your house needs a new roof, it's important to make a good investment. The roof is literally your home's first line of defense against the elements, so you want something that's durable, low maintenance, long-lasting, and protects your home from strong winds, hail, and even wildfire. You want a quality metal roof because it performs as beautifully as it looks. The Metal Roofing Alliance can help you find the metal roof that's right for you. Check out their free Metal Roofing Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com. If you're looking for a simple, inexpensive way to upgrade your kitchen, try the new LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from Deitch Coatings. It's an easy four-step process that you can do yourself to give your counters authentic granite elegance in just a weekend. And because it's formulated with real stone, this revolutionary product resists stains, heat, and impact to deliver a high-end appearance with smooth richness that rivals a professional granite installation at a fraction of the cost. Find LuxRock online at the Home Depot or at DeitchCoatings.com. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautifully tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes or countertops. There's no mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot. Take today's homeowner with you wherever you go with our popular podcast channel. Listen to our daily tips for today's homeowner. Get answers to your most common questions with our Ask Danny podcast. Or catch up on past episodes of the Today's Homeowner radio show. They're all designed to help you find solutions that work for your home. And they're available on demand on our Today's Homeowner podcast channel. Just search Today's Homeowner podcast on your favorite app and listen today.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by FluidMaster. Find out more at shop.fluidmaster.com.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner radio show. Danny Lipford here, along with my co-host, Joe Truini. And you know what? We love getting calls on the Today's Homeowner hotline or emails that you can send anytime. Let me remind you how you can do that. You can send us an email by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask. And then, of course, the Today's Homeowner hotline that's 24 hours a day is 800-946-4420. And we also love it. You can ask us any question that you want, but also a lot of times people will share tips with us and we can share them with you. Let's grab a couple of those tips that came in this week on the Today's Homeowner Hotline.
Got a tip that I haven't ever seen anybody use. I live on the Kenai Peninsula of Alaska where we have a lot of freezing rain. Beginning of winter, if you take a bicycle tire, preferably now like a mountain bike tire, the outside knobby rubber tire, not the inside inner tube, and cut it in sections to the length of your steps going into your porch or your arctic entryway or any exterior entry, and you screw the section of outside tire to the step, leaving it just suspended enough so that you step on it, it compresses the tire. That way, when you have freezing rain in the middle of the night and you wake up and you're getting ready to go to work, you open up the door, you step outside, you step on your screwed down sections of outside knobby bicycle tire, and it instantly breaks off all the ice. And you've got good traction, and you can just unscrew them come springtime. Anyway, I hope I said it in a manner that made sense, and I hope maybe it'll help somebody down the road.
Well, you certainly did, no doubt about it. That's a great tip. It's just providing a little bit of texture there, Joe. And, you know, you think about a piece of that textured tire and position it a certain way. You can certainly imagine, with the snow and the ice and so forth in Alaska there and the heavy boots and things like that, you need something pretty aggressive to knock some of that snow off and to make it a little safer to walk on.
Yeah, and I think because it compresses, it breaks off that the ice, where if you just let's say you had a rough piece of metal there, well, if the ice freezes to that, it's still ice, and you walk at it, doesn't break off the ice. So this breaks it off because the softness, as the rubber compresses, it pops off the ice. It's a great idea. And I'm sure he learned from experience that walking down ice-covered steps is no joke.
That's right. Yeah, with the wintertime coming up, we want you to all stay nice and safe. Hey, let's grab another one of the calls that came in on the Today's Homeowner Hotline.
Hey, talking about your shop vac, something you never mentioned that we always use, and that's a bag inside of the shop vac. It'll save on that filter and make the vac work a whole lot better. Just dump it every 10 times you use it or so, and stick a new bag in it, and those shop vacs will work twice as good.
And I'll tell you, would you get a shop vac, if you keep a shop vac handy, especially one that, I've got the big giant one when needed, but boy, the little small one that you can grab, and run wherever you need to with, sure is handy. And one of those smaller ones like that, you can almost get the little simple bags you get at the grocery store now. And those are many times big enough for those smaller ones like that. And it's so good to have the habit of every time you use your shop vac, either when you're starting to use it, or even better, just after you use it, clean the filter and make sure it goes. Boy, those filters sometimes just get completely clogged up.
Yeah. In fact, I shared a simple solution last spring, I think, Danny, on how to use a drill to clear out all the dust from your filter, because those filters are pleated and you can shake them. But if you look deep in those pleats, it's just packed with dust.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea was you use a bolt and you chuck it into your drill and you just spin it. The dust just flies out. So if you go to todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions and search for it, I'm sure you can find how to clean a shop vac filter. It's actually a pretty cool looking video too.
Well, it kind of reminds me of a young man that was working with me many years ago, and he was supposed to go back in the workshop studio and clear it up.
Right.
Now, of course, back in the studio, we have the air compressor, and, we've got all of the little attachments to the air compressor. One of the things that we have there is just the little little control that you push with your thumb, and it just blows air out so that you can blow air off of workbenches. You can blow things out like that. Well, it worked perfectly fine. But when I dropped in to see the young man cleaning up the shop, he had a can of air in his hand. You know what I'm talking about? The kind of air that you use to spray into, a little small compressed air. We use it a lot with our camera equipment and things like that.
Sure.
But I was astounded that he was sitting there just spraying and spraying and spraying. When, he's basically is leaning on the air compressor that's made for that and five times the power to do it. So I just, sometimes you just have to shake your head and walk away,
Yeah, and those that can compressed air cans are pretty expensive. You can use them.
That's what I mean.
Quick.
It's OPM. You know what I mean?
Other people's money.
Yeah, that's what that's all about. So anyway.
Danny's money.
Yeah. Yeah, Danny's buddy. We straightened him out on all of that. Hey, when we come back, it's going to be simple solution time. Joe's got another one for us. You don't want to miss it. We'll be right back here on Today's Homeowner Radio.
None of us can afford to waste energy, so Today's Homeowner and Rockwool are kicking off Insulation Week. We're serving up a collection of videos, articles, and tips that are sure to help you make your home more energy efficient. From simple lifestyle changes to strategic home improvements, we'll help you conserve energy each and every month. And we all know that translates into more money in your pocket at the end of the month. So make the most of your utility dollars and check out Insulation Week, now at todayshomeowner.com/insulation.
Hi, Danny and Chelsea here.
If you're an explorer, we want to invite you to make our home, Mobile, Alabama, your next adventure.
Explore the great outdoors on America's Amazon, the Mobile Tensaw River Delta.
Explore science and technology with the whole family at the Explorium Science Center.
Explore fantastic cuisine at unique restaurants throughout the city.
Explore our history in museums, forts, and sites like Battleship Memorial Park.
Plan your next adventure on the Gulf Coast at mobile.org.
Got a project? Tight bond sealants are the toughest in the industry, trusted by builders and contractors for reliability and durability. Our weather-resistant formulas stand up to extreme conditions. With extensive color matching availability and exceptional adhesion, they're versatile for any exterior use. No matter the job, count on high performance for best-in-class results. Tight Bond Sealants, the trusted choice for the pro in you.
When you download the Home Depot app, taking on big or small projects starts with a tap. It's your pocket-sized toolbox for getting more done. Image search helps you find what you need with a snap. Store mode pinpoints exactly where to go to get what you want while you're at our store. Or just tap to arrange for easy curbside pickup, all from the palm of your hand. It's the app that's made for doing. The Home Depot app. How doers get more done.
Welcome back to Today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
All right, this is the time of the show when I can just relax a little bit, maybe play a little tic-tac-toe or whatever here while Joe takes care of sharing with you yet another simple solution. What do you have for us, Joe?
All right, Danny, to protect surfaces from paint spatters, most people cover them with a tarp or with some kind of plastic sheeting or something, but here's a much better idea. You can use adhesive-backed plastic food wrap. I'm not sure if everyone's aware of this, but you can buy, it's basically like Saran wrap, but it has an adhesive on it. It works great for protecting items that can't easily be moved out of the way when you're painting, you know, toilets, light fixtures, sinks and counters, vanity tops, that kind of thing. I think in the simple solution video I shot for this, we did it over a toilet, which is perfect because when you're painting around a toilet, there's such tight spaces, it's hard not to get paint on the toilet. But you just pull off this plastic wrap, snap off a piece, and just drape it on, and it sticks right to it. And the adhesive is so light as far as how much adhesive is on it that you can peel it off. It's not going to leave any residue behind, even if you leave it there for a day or two. So that's a simple solution. Use plastic wrap that has that adhesive backing to protect the painted surfaces that you don't want to get painted.
Oh, boy, that's a lot, you know, and, you know, because a lot of times a drop cloth is kind of hard to tuck around certain areas, and it can kind of get in your way, and you're constantly battling that, even though I'm a big believer in drop cloths, because so many people will go in and do projects around the home, whether they're doing it for someone else or doing it for yourself, and they just forget about the drop cloths. But I'll tell you what, especially when you're painting, if you take the time to do the proper taping with using the right tape, use lightweight plastic, use, as Joe's talking about, the adhesive plastic wrap. All of these little elements here, even though you want to grab that paintbrush and you want to get it done, if you'll take the time to really cover up like that, in the long run, you'll end up with a much better job, and you'll actually end up saving time, because if you spend all of your time after you paint cleaning the paint on the things that you didn't want the paint to be on, it's not a lot of fun, and it's a lot better if you could just do that and then just peel everything away.
Yeah, and the other place I used this adhesive back plastic food wrap was when I was painting along the edge of a wainscoting. So it has that like chair rail on the top of the wainscoting. So I just stuck this down along the edge. It draped down. It also stuck to the face of it. And then I could paint the wall above it without any fear.
Oh,
now,
perfect.
They do make like masking sheets that it's basically paper with tape on one edge that you can do the same, but they're much more expensive than this. For like $2.
Yeah, it sure is.
You get a whole roll of it. So once you get one of these rolls, you'll find uses for it, I think.
That's right. Hey, I want to remind you what you can see on the Today's Homeowner television show this weekend. And you can go to todayshomeowner.com and find out exactly where you can see it in your area. Well, we're talking about two patios are better than one. We have a situation, I remember this episode very well, and again, we're replaying it because we had so much great response off the paver patio that we designed and installed, that you can really relate to it because, you know, what do you do when you have a fairly big grade and you don't want it sloping like that? How can you terrace it in a certain way? We'll show you how you can move dirt from one place and use it in another place. But this was an awesome couple. Actually, he was a former MMA fighter and pretty well-built gentleman, which certainly came in handy when the pavers were delivered. And we had, well, we had about 150 bags of sand and crushed stone that we had to put out. But then these were 2x2 pavers. So 2-foot by 2-foot pavers that are 2.5 inches thick, you better be close to an MMA fighter to move those around. But it went very, very quickly. Put a border around it, ended up very, very nice. Also put a fire pit in. You'd be surprised how quickly we built a fire pit. Can you believe 17 minutes? You got to watch this show.
Wow.
Today's Homeowner television show. And again, go to todayshomeowner.com, find out where you can see it in your area. Well, that pretty much wraps up the first hour of the Today's Homeowner show. We certainly appreciate you spending a little bit of your busy weekend with us here. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my co-host Joe Truini. We'll see you again soon.